Happy Thanksgiving. This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. Skip playing Santa this upcoming shopping crazy weekend and instead head to the South Pole. All you need to do is go to the Cone Gallery on North Highland Avenue to do that. Art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp tells us you are in for a treat. Hi there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So the show's called Light Carries Information. The artist is Lita Albuquerque. She took a team with her to the South Pole. What did they do up there in Antarctica?
Well, she has long been involved in land art. I mean, we've talked before about Michael Heiser and his double negative, or Robert Smithson and his spiral jetty. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a woman doing land art since the 60s, 70s, and onward. And in this case, she took a team to the South Pole because the path of stars that is visible at the North Pole is reversed there. And what she did there was to place bright blue spheres, each one the relative size of a star, according to the arrangement of those stars as seen in the sky at a certain point in time. It took her 4 months and a team of dedicated helpers to make this extraordinary land art. And then it has been documented in photographs, which are on view at the Cone Gallery, as well as a snippet of film. And there's a new book called Stellar Axis, which documents the entire process of this piece that she created in 2006.
Now, there's more Lita Albuquerque on display, coincidentally, right now in Southern California, too, if that's not enough for you.
That's right. Down at the Laguna Art Museum, she has a piece called Particle Horizon. And in this case, a horizontal model of a figure is entirely covered with that same bright blue pigment. And it appears to float in a room of brilliantly scattered stars and starlight. Very mesmerizing. And there's a narrative story that is recited at a low volume, sort of soothing. So you feel as though you're almost in a dream state with that floating figure.
Now, for something completely different, back over at the Cone Gallery, you saw a film by the late Bruce Conner. It's called Crossroads.
That's right. I mean, if Lita Albuquerque is about the sublime, this is about terror. Although I must say the film is beautiful to look at. It was composed in 1976 from montages of film documenting the underwater explosion of an atomic bomb at the Bikini Atoll in 1946. There's an original soundtrack composed by Terry Riley and Patrick Gleason. It's been available on a smaller scale ever since, but now the Cone Gallery has digitized this and enlarged it and is presenting it in the equivalent of a dark theater with seating. And the scale really reinforces both the compelling beauty of this exploding mushroom cloud and the implicit distress on knowing what the consequences of this are to be.
Bruce Conner's Crossroads is up at the Cone Gallery through December 20th. So is Light Carries Information by Lita Albuquerque. Laguna Art Museum has Particle Horizon up through January 18th. To see some photos, to read Hunter's text, and to subscribe to our Art Talk podcast, please visit our website, kcrw.com/arttalk. Thank you so much, Hunter. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Lisa.